Are you faster than fast fashion?
I'm here on Poor Man's Fashion Podcast. I, Abdulmalik, will be your host today. And I'm here with...
Aisha.
I said this. Yippee!
Today, we have renowned researcher Zuhayb Fagas to talk about the hidden cost of fast fashion.
Good afternoon. We should talk about why fast fashion is what it is. Many people buy clothes to fit in or because of trends. But do you really know what happens to our water due to clothing production?
No. What happens?
Pollution. According to Earth.org, the fashion industry is actually the second largest polluter of clean water globally.
What does water have to do with clothes?
The chemicals used to produce clothes actually get into our water and contaminate.
What chemicals and how do they get into our waters?
Chemicals from factories producing clothing with fabric dyes, and the chemicals in those dyes get into our water through disposal. Gallons of dyes chemicals are dumped in waters.
How are they harmful?
The fabric dyes they use may give us vibrant colors, but the chemicals in it are the harmful pollutants.
How much of these chemicals are in the water?
A lot. EPA reports that Americans throw away over 11 million tons of textile waste every single year.
11 million tons of waste?
That's 207 Titanics of waste produced each year.
Titanic? More like mass panic. Anyways, what kind of harm can this cause to local communities around the world?
While fast fashion offers consumers an opportunity to buy more clothes for less, the Conservation Foundation explains that fast fashion relies on a mix of toxic chemicals for dyeing and treating fabrics. People in local communities who work in or live near textile manufacturing places face water pollution in their daily lives.
Dude, basically it's a cycle.
A horrible one.
F's in the chat, guys.
They're trapped making the things that pollute the water that we use, that they get harmed while making the clothes, all to get paid less than minimum wage.
How are developed countries who also put water pollution into their environment less affected than developing countries?
They are less affected because they produce their fast fashion in developing countries, though developing countries suffer more environmental consequences because of that.
Imagine living as a fast fashion worker in a nasty factory and waking up just to work, and when you finally have your 4-minute break time, you go drink polluted, dyed water with a side of stale bread just to clock back into your 14-hour shift of straight manual labor.
Cindus, you're an overthinker, aren't you?
No, guys, just think about it. It's sad, right?
You're right, it is sad, but it's low-key the reality.
I know, right?
Anyways, what do you think those people in developing countries do about the water pollution problems?
Well, unfortunately, the equipment to do something about these environmental problems costs too much for these developing countries. There are thousands of people and fundraisers trying to help and support countries who are in need because of the water pollution.
If fast fashion causes so much water pollution, how can we decrease our water pollution as consumers?
Well, you can buy from sustainable clothing brands and stop buying fast fashion altogether.
Where can we buy sustainable clothes from?
I know. Places such as RTX and Patagonia sell very sustainable clothing which can last decades. I've actually bought from RTX myself. These clothing choices can be expensive, but in the long run, it's a huge investment in your part of helping our Earth.
He's right. You don't have to buy sustainable clothing. You can also shop secondhand at thrifts to ensure that fast fashion doesn't immediately go into our waters.
Do you think sewing is another way we can decrease our water pollution?
Yes, sewing is another sustainable alternative than buying fast fashion.
Sewing might be time-consuming, but you can make really nice clothes.
I have a joke. What did the fabric say to the sewing machine needle? You got me in stitches.
Need a little help there?
I've got a seemingly good idea.
I'm so embarrassed at your corny jokes.
This is so awkward.
That was so unnecessary. All right, enough with the sewing jokes.
Absolutely.
This is so funny. Sorry.
All jokes aside, people spend most of their lives making clothes for other people to wear instead of living good lives.
Most people think that donating clothes equals helping, but a huge amount ends up in landfills or shipped overseas.
When factories dump untreated wastewater, it can turn rivers bright blue, red, and purple, making it unusable.
I thought donating clothes helped, though. Where does it actually go?
Out of your closet and into someone else's problems.
All right, let's actually talk about it. Is fast fashion actually worth it?
It's cheap, trendy, and affordable. What more could a regular person want?
True, but what about the consequences? We're talking about water pollution, toxic dyes, and clothing waste end up ending in our rivers.
Yeah, but what if someone has like $10 for a shirt? What are they supposed to do? Fast fashion is like the only option.
They could thrift or try suing for a change.
Not everyone has all that time on their hands, though. And thrifting isn't as aesthetically pleasing as most people make it out to be.
Yeah, but fast fashion encourages overbuying. Tell me, how many times have you bought something because people around you wear it?
So you're saying fast fashion isn't about buying cheap clothes. It's about creating more waste overall.
Well, yeah, and that waste doesn't disappear either. It ends up in our waterways, releasing microplastics and water pollution. Earth.org also points out that synthetic fabric like polyester shed tiny plastic fibers when washed, and those end up polluting our oceans.
Okay, when you put it like that, it sounds a lot worse. Maybe we should question ourselves while shopping and ask, do we really need this?
Yeah, maybe I'll start doing that.
We all should.
Not so fun fact, chemicals from fast fashion are killing coral reefs.
You sound a little jolly.
No, I'm not jolly. I'm just coping.
So sad. All right, researchers who hate Fagas, it's been a wonderful time having you on the Poor Man's Fashion Podcast. Thanks, everyone, for listening. This is Admatic and the rest of the group signing off.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.